RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Okay, I got a question for you. Which one has more benefits to your health, coffee or water? Oh boy, are there some myths floating around, some real hits and myths. We're going to go ahead and demythify what's going on with this coffee and water thing. Oh my gosh, there's so much here. So of course we have Chef Abby Gelman, if I could say your name right. Chef Abby, welcome back to Her Radio. Oh
Thank
my gosh.
You.
All right, so let's just dig right in here. We've got so much to talk about. Now, sure. First of all, we're going to start with that every single day you're supposed to have 8 glasses of water. All right? Talk to me.
Well, everyone needs hydration, right? But to say you have to have 8, and if you don't have 8, you're not hitting your mark, it's kind of very rigid, right? So everyone's different. Everyone needs different levels of hydration, and things that you eat like fruits and vegetables have water in them as well. So that all counts. So yes, you need a lot of water and or beverages, and you need to stay hydrated, but that 8 glasses of 8 is super rigid and not the same for everyone.
Okay, so what we're saying out there in Her Radio Land is that you don't have to have that 8 glasses. You got to sit down and look and see how much do you sweat. How much physical activity are you doing? You know, you have to know yourself well enough to be able to figure out what kind of hydration you need throughout the day. I never bought into that 8 for 8 thing. It just didn't make any sense because everyone is so different. So everyone out there, you're released of the 8 for 8 myth and just get to know yourself. I will tell you, honey, don't let yourself get thirsty because that means you're way too, you know, underhydrated. So thirsty means you're way behind the 8 ball. Okay, let's then go to coffee. And it's got this unearned reputation for lowering the water levels in your body. In other words, you drink a lot of coffee and you're peeing like there's no tomorrow, and suddenly you turn yourself into a prune. Truth or false? True or false, Chef Abby?
Well, we're finding that the whole thing about coffee being bad for you is false. And again, everything in moderation. You don't want to go out and drink, you know, 25 cups of coffee or 10 frappuccinos or something, you know, like that. But just straight black coffee, 2 or 3 cups a day, apparently can actually be good for you. And it's not dehydrating at all.
Okay. And this actually comes from a study that was done about a year ago. And in the study, they actually found that when they looked at the level of water retention, if there was going to be any, between men who drank coffee and those who didn't, there was nothing, no difference whatsoever. And the other thing, just as a little biological note here, you know, when you first start drinking coffee, you actually build up a tolerance to the diuretic effect of the coffee.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would say maybe for a first time ever coffee drinker, there might be a little bit of an effect, but quite frankly, over time, you just basically adapt to it. So, all right. So there you have it. You don't have to worry about that either. You're not going to be sitting there pruning yourself out by having, you know, just whatever you do, would you please, you know, stop with those big venti macchiato nasty boy things with, you know, all kinds of sugar and fat in them and whipped cream. Oh, my God. I saw one the other day. It was bigger than my head. And somebody walked out. Yeah, probably paid $25 for it, too. Oh, my God. So let's just sort of look then at the other benefits of having, you know, a good old cup of joe. It's been said that you have lower rates of diabetes. Now, this is, again, for people who are drinking, you know, coffee that's not all sugared out. I mean, that sort of defeats the whole purpose here.
Yeah, exactly. But
actually, if you're having black coffee or if you're just having coffee with a little, you know, skim milk or something or almond milk, or I like almond milk. Or soy milk, what you're really finding is that you do have a decrease, a rate of diabetes, which is kind of cool. And there's also an increasing role in the prevention of degenerative diseases like cancer and then high blood pressure and heart disease. Wow, that's pretty cool, Chef Abby.
Yeah. There's so much stuff in it that is hidden. Things that we just, there's, you know, so many antioxidants and things like coffee, just like all other foods. You can't, there's so much science can't pinpoint every single thing that you're receiving by eating or ingesting things like coffee or other foods. But we know there's magnesium and potassium and B vitamins and all of these antioxidants that are helpful for people. And it's showing that it even improves cognitive function and other things, you know, against brain-related diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's disease, that kind of thing as well.
Oh, I love it. And these are called the natural polyphenols, which are very important in your little cup of Joe there, which is kind of cool. You know, it also helps with memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always have a little coffee before I go on radio so I can remember everybody's name. or was that just aging? Oh, well, we just won't go there for a moment. That was a little sidebar for everyone out there. Okay, now let's just look at this whole issue of, how much coffee? You know, we're doing that moderation thing again, aren't we, Chef Abby?
Yeah, everything in moderation, especially with coffee, because there is caffeine and other things in it. It's not the more the better. So, you know, I would say 2 to 3 cups a day is pretty okay. You know, that's a good moderate amount.
Good. Well, you know, you brought up something when you brought up caffeine. Studies now show that decaffeinated coffee is shown to have most of the effects of plain old coffee. That's pretty cool. You know what I found? So I wouldn't get all, you know, kind of over caffeinated. Heaven knows you don't want to see me over caffeinated, Chef Abby. That's right. You have seen me over caffeinated. Okay. We're just going to end that conversation immediately. So what I've done is I do a half calf. So it's half calf and half, you know, decaf. Uh-huh. And that seems to work very well. I can't even tell the difference. And I'm still getting the same health benefits. So that works pretty well. So we like that as well. So,
that's great.
And that's a good thing. So now what we're really saying is that go ahead and drink your coffee. There are a lot of wonderful benefits. Just don't glop it up with junk, right? And the other thing, too, is that, you know, quite frankly, if you have black coffee, it's just as hydrating as just having regular water. But the coffee also has all the extra natural micronutrients and benefits and vitamins.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's interesting hearing all this because I was taught so differently. And now we have new evidence that says, So, I think I'm going to go out there and celebrate and just pour myself a little.
Have some more coffee.
What do you think?
Well, that's the thing that's so hard about nutrition and food is the science is constantly changing. So one day it's one thing, then the next day all these new studies come out saying something else. So, most cases it's sometimes a little confusing. So it's great that this is out there and now people know that coffee can be good for them and, they don't feel like they shouldn't be having it. So this
you're absolutely right. All right, everyone. We've been talking to our go-to chef, Chef Abby Gelman, culinary nutritionist par excellence. You can go to her website, culinarynutritioncuisine.com, to learn more about her marvelous work as a registered dietitian and a certified chef, all rolled up into one marvelous human being, Chef Abby Gelman. Chef Abby, thanks for being on Her Radio. Once again, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, shoot us your questions for Ask Her, and stay well.